thanks, Nitza. So my name is Sarit Vandergraaf. I'm the co-founder and the artistic director of a group called Mush's Legacy, in conjunction with my husband, Stuart Vandergraaf, who's a musician. He's also a composer and a range of our music. And we're really excited to bring some information and music to Australia.
Can you tell us about who is Sarit Vandergraaf?
From Israel. I've come here to Australia in 1988. I'm probably an Osraeli now. I've been here for a long time, and I'm really excited to bring a musical journey to Australia.
Well, your husband is very, very talented, and the group that you established, the musical group, is actually very unique in the landscape of Australian music. First of
That's
all,
right.
We start with the name, Mush's Legacy. Who is Mush?
So Mush is my late grandmother, Mush Kleinsinger, and she was a Holocaust survivor. She grew up in Poland, was in the ghetto, Warsaw Ghetto, and was also in the uprising at the time, and went through a number of different concentration camps. They were all death camps, and it was actually a real miracle that she survived. She went through Auschwitz-Birkenau as well, and the story is that she survived 3 days before she was meant to go to the gas chambers. So quite an incredible woman. And the reason why she was an incredible woman, not so much because she's a Holocaust survivor, the reason is because she didn't let that experience define who she was as a person. She was a very, very positive human being. She was a real hero to us, her family. She created a big family. She had photos on her wall. When you went into her tiny little apartment, that's all you could see was photos of her family and her really her legacy. But she also loved to dance and she loved to sing. She loved music. And through that, I realized that, yes, you can go through a huge amount of hardship in your life. I mean, there's not much worse than that you could go through, but you can move forward. A lot of people used to ask her, how can you be so happy after going through such an event? And she said, well, I made a choice. I could either cry for the rest of my life or laugh, and I chose to laugh. So that really is her legacy, and that's what we're trying to convey to the audience, is that we can, you know, contribute to society through music, and through moving forward and looking forward and being positive.
We are talking to Sarit Vandergraaf, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Sarit, tell us about Mush's Legacy, now your music group.
So the group's quite unusual and unique, I think, in Australia, because we have musicians from so many different cultures on the one stage, and we really merge cultures. We merge different cultures from, we've got a musician from Turkey who's Kurdish, plays percussion. We've got a Coptic Egyptian musician. We have a musician from Qatar and Iraq. We have a beautiful oud player from Syria, as well as musicians who have grown up in Australia and bring in the Western influences. So really it's a unique combination of people on the one stage. Myself, I'm from Israel. My husband comes from some Dutch background and sixth generation Australian. So just having all these people on the one stage, making music together in a positive way, is really exciting.
This is multicultural Australia. It's
amazing. Yeah, it sure is. It really a representation of what Australia is. And really, we're all Australian, you know, even though we've come from different cultures. Some of our musicians are actually refugees. And my grandmother was a refugee. And that's a real topical conversation right now, is the plight of the refugees. It's a real honour to have all these musicians working together.
What is the style of your music? Understand it's Middle Eastern combined with Western music?
That's right. Yeah, so it does draw on Middle Eastern flavours, but it also combines jazz, it combines flamenco, a little bit of even klezmer in it, and Eastern European flavours in there. But the majority of it brings in that Middle Eastern flavour. Some of it would be very Egyptian classical flavours, sometimes a bit of Turkish as well.
And if our listeners would like to come and see you, where can they see you?
they can come and see us. Our next performance is on the 25th of January. It's a Wednesday night. The following day actually is Australia Day, which is quite topical. It's at Venue 505 in Surry Hills, and it's actually a debut album launch. The album actually features all of our musicians as well as a couple of singers. We've got beautiful vocalist Miriam Wax, who's here from New York. She sings in Ladino, which is a Jewish Sephardic language, and in Hebrew, Shir LaShalom, which a lot of people would know. And we also have a Lebanese singer who sings in Arabic, beautiful lullaby, Ada El Maoui, who sings beautifully. And it's also an audiovisual experience. We have two dancers who will join us on the stage who are very musical, very experienced, and really work with our musicians to improvise together and create something really special.
Sarit, you mentioned that the launch of your CD is on the 25th of January, yes, just the eve of Australia Day.
That's right. That's right. It's a bit of a coincidence, but actually when you think about it, you know, Australia is so multicultural, and it's really important to continue this, in harmony, and to celebrate the fact that we are a multicultural society, that we are comprised of people from all walks of life, and that we're all welcome here, and we all contribute beautifully to this society. You know, to have, you know, Arabic musicians playing with on a Hebrew song and vice versa is really, really special. And I think it's a real testament to what Australian society can be.
Sarit van de Graaff, good luck with the launch of your CD. What is the name of the CD?
The name is Safe Haven. And again, it's about providing a safe place for all people, whether they're refugees or not. Everyone has the right to lead a good life and have a safe place to call home. Safe Haven is actually the name of one of the pieces that Stuart wrote, and it really tells the story of the journey of the refugee over the sea, of the seas that go through the waves and the stormy sea. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece, and we also have a dancer who performs it. It has a bit of a flamenco flavour to it.
Sarit van de Graaff, thank you very much, and good luck.